Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning and welcome to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. We have a packed programme today, including new tunes by wonderful New York-based tenor player Eric Alexander, songs from a fabulous new release by vocalist Catherine Russell, and we'll also delve into a rather unusual Hawaiian-Indian collaboration by Debanish Bhattacharya. We're also celebrating the 80th birthday of American minimalist icon Philip Glass. In fact, that's where we're starting today. It was Philip Glass's 80th birthday, just gone on the 31st of January. He was born in Baltimore and studied, amongst others, with Ravi Shankar. And we're going to listen to a piece written in 1994 using words originally by beat poet Allen Ginsberg, written for two violins and strings, and it's called Echorus.
Thank you.
What a beautiful tune that is. It's called Icarus and it's by Philip Glass. And we'll be listening to more from Philip Glass throughout the programme today in celebration of his 80th birthday. Just happened at the end of January. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Also on the programme today, we're featuring songs from a wonderful new release by a daughter of distinguished musical parents from a show business background. Her father was the pianist Louis Russell, her mum was a bass player and vocalist Carleen Ray, and her name is Catherine Russell. She's just made her sixth album for the label Jazz Village. It's called Harlem On My Mind, and let's have a listen to this. The voice of Catherine Russell and I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me from her new album, Harlem On My Mind. And you heard Catherine Russell voice, John Eric Kelso and Alfonso Horn tenors, John Elred, trombone, Dan Block, alto and clarinet, Andy Farber, tenor, and Mark Lieberman, tenor, Mark Shane, piano, Matt Monasteri, guitar, and on occasion on the album, banjo, Dal Ronan, bass, and Mark McLean, keep it swinging there, behind the drums. Now to a real treat here on In The Moment, a new album by probably my favourite straight-ahead post-pop tenorman, Eric Alexander. The album's called Second Impression. It's released on High Note Records, and it features an intuitive coupling of longtime musical associates and friends, Eric Alexander tenor, Joe Farnsworth drums, Harold Maben piano, and the veteran bass player Bob Crenshaw. This tune was written by drummer Farnsworth. It's emblematic of the instant inspiration ethos of the recording session. Noticing a vintage Fender Rhodes piano in the studio, keyboard player Maben gravitated towards it, and they produced this track called Jenny's Dance. Thank you. That's a very quiet ending there, but I wanted to let it play to the end. Such a fantastic player from Tenement, Eric Alexander, with Joe Farnsworth drums, Harold Mabon piano, and Bob Cranshaw bass. That's from their new album, Second Impression, and the tune's called Jenny's Dance. More from that album throughout the programme today. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And now for something slightly different. It's another new album, and this one recorded between 2006 and 2012, but just released, which taps into one of the least known intercultural connections from the British Raj era in India. Tao Moe and his recent bride at the time, Rose, supposedly joined Madame Riviera's Hawaiians, playing engagements in the Dutch East Indies, Raj-era India, Japan, and elsewhere in that Asian geographical realm during the 1920s and 1930s. Madame Riviera's Hawaiians were founded, in fact, in Honolulu out of an interest in Polynesian music. This album is by guitarist and composer Debanish Bhattacharya, and it's called Hawaii to Calcutta, a tribute to Tao Moe. And the album has been described by the magazine Jazzwise as an upliftingly inspirational Indian start to 2017. This tune is called Aloha Oe. Thank you. Well, thoroughly intriguing mix of cultural sensibilities there, and I rather like it. It's from an album called Hawaii to Calcutta, a tribute to Tara Moe by Debanish Bhattacharya, and that tune was called Aloha Oe. You heard Debanish Bhattacharya, Chaturangai 24 string guitar, Suparsi Bhattacharya, tabla and percussion, Benny Chong, ukulele, Jeff Peterson, slack guitar and nylon string guitar, Bobby Igano, frying pan, electric lap steel guitar, and Alan Akaka, electric Hawaiian guitar. Returning somewhat to the jazz mainstream for a moment, let's have a listen to a tune from an impressive debut album by London-based keyboard player Rick Simpson. It's a tune which has been described by one reviewer as sounding a little bit like Loose Tube's take on township music. Let's have a listen for ourselves. It's from an album called Clamour on Two Rivers Records. This is Surreal Estate. Thank you.
The sounds there of Rick Simpson's album Clamour on Two Rivers Records and a tune called Surreal Estate. And you heard Rick Simpson keyboards, Michael Chillingworth saxes, George Crowley tenor sax, Ralph Wild vibraphone, Tom Farmer bass and Dave Hamlet drums. We'll have another listen to a tune from that album next hour here on In The Moment. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the best in improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Today, on a packed programme of new releases, we're featuring songs from sultry vocalist Catherine Russell. It's from a new album on the Jazz Village label called Harlem On My Mind, and this tune is Blue Turning Grey Over You. Turning Grey Over You, and that was the voice of Catherine Russell there from her new album on Jazz Village Records called Harlem On My Mind. Earlier on the programme today here on In The Moment, we heard from Philip Glass, minimalist composer and icon who's just celebrated his 80th birthday. In fact, in September 2016, President Barack Obama in America presented Glass with a National Medal of Arts, honouring him for his groundbreaking contributions to music and composition. He was described as one of the most prolific, inventive and influential artists of our time. Philip Glass has composed operas and symphonies, as well as smaller scale works, and a large number of film scores. One of his most acclaimed soundtracks is to the 1982 film Koyaanisqatsi. Koyaanisqatsi was directed by Godfrey Reggio, and it used visuals and music to create a story about humanity's relationships with nature. It's a visual tone poem. There's no spoken dialogue. Instead, images and music are juxtaposed. In the Hopi language, the word Koyaanisqatsi means unbalanced life. This tune is called Prophecies. That's Prophecies from Philip Glass's film score to Koyaanisqatsi. Well, that's almost it from this hour of In the Moment. Next hour, we'll hear more from our featured new release album by Catherine Russell, another tune from guitarist-composer Rick Simpson, plus a new release by guitarist Nicholas Meyer, and more from extraordinary tenor player Eric Alexander. In fact, to finish this hour, let's listen to another tune from Eric Alexander's new album. It's called Second Impression, and it's an engaging blend of blues, buses, ballads, and modal hard bop blowouts. This tune was written by Eric Alexander, consciously inspired by John Coltrane's 1961 modal masterpiece Impressions, and it's the title tune from the album, Second Impression.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's well. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. "We come in peace," they said, "to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws